This episode of Enterprise Radio is brought to you by DesignCrowd.com. DesignCrowd is a website that helps entrepreneurs and small businesses outsource or crowdsource custom graphic, logo, and web designs from designers around the world. DesignCrowd has more than 500,000 designers from Sydney to San Francisco ready to help you with awesome creative ideas. So get the perfect custom design every time. Check out DesignCrowd.com to learn more and receive your Enterprise Radio $100 VIP offer when you start your next project.
You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are once again speaking with Tim Hoopman, the CEO and founder of Cornerstone, a bookkeeping business that specializes in streamlining the bookkeeping for small to medium-sized businesses through cloud services. Today, Tim is here to speak with us about productivity in the cloud. Mr. Hoopman, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Good morning, Eric. Thank you very much for having me back again. I'm certainly looking forward to a constructive conversation this morning.
It's always good to have you, and thanks for coming out once again and for your time. Now, as we know, the future is created by what is done today and not tomorrow. What do you take from that actual statement to kick things off today?
Great. That's a really interesting statement. We live in a very, very busy world. We're often overwhelmed. We're challenged. There's a lot going on around us. Technology is really wonderful, but it provides us with a very, very busy environment. So what is done today, not tomorrow, is a real key saying that I have in my business, because one of the things I'm really, really focused on is let's make the most of today. Let's do what we possibly can to make it an awesome day. Let's set ourselves up for success, and let's not put off till tomorrow. Who knows what's happening tomorrow? So what we're in control of is today. So if we can plan, we can get organized, we can work hard as a team, then we can be organized and output today's activities, then that's going to set us up not only for the rest of the day, but also for the rest for tomorrow and the rest of the week. So I think it's a really, in my business, it's a real underlying theme that we do. Let's work on today, and let's not put off things till tomorrow. Obviously, from time to time, you need to reschedule. Certainly, that happens in every business. But the key is to be planned and organized and focus on today, because that's all we've got at the moment.
And you're most certainly correct in all regards. So how important is planning and scheduling to you?
In my business, planning is one of the key pillars that we focus on. I have lots of different sayings around that. One is, you know, you plan for success. If you don't have a plan, you probably will struggle delivering what you set out to do. Another really interesting saying that I've heard over the years and I love to reiterate to my team is one of 55-5. So if I had an hour to solve a problem, how would I allocate my time? Well, what I would do is I would allocate 55 minutes to planning and thinking and organizing and gathering the information and the tools that I require, and then 5 minutes solving. Now, that might sound really strange, and lots of people would say that's not going to work. But what I see a lot of is I see a lot of people that jump straight in to problem solving. They get right down to the doing without having a plan or a schedule in place. And what I've experienced in my career is that the plan is the single most important tool to set yourself up for success. We're all faced with many challenges, issues, problems, things to deal with. if we take time to sit down, to think, to plan, and then to schedule, then in my experience, what I find is there'll be a greater propensity for success. So I find when I have a plan, when my team have a plan, when we work with our customers with a plan and one single goal in mind, then we deliver a great result. I certainly have made mistakes over the years and gone into situations with no thinking, no planning, and just think I could get this done. And generally speaking, I kind of can, but I don't do as good a job as when I plan. And often it'll take me a lot more time. And I'll become frustrated along the way, and so will the people around me, because I didn't gather the information and tools that I needed from the start. So in my business, planning is one of the single most key pillars to success.
Mr. Hoopman, do you have particular tools that you use to increase your productivity? And if so, how have they helped the business so far?
We have three or four key tools in our business. And these tools have come about in relation to technology and change. We've moved away from a lot of traditional ways of operating. We love working in the cloud, and we love using cloud-based tools that allow myself and my team access to information anywhere, the ability to collaborate in a different environment, no matter where we are, and also to be very, very clear about the tasks that we have. So I'll just go over those three key areas. So one of them around communication is we use a product called Help Scout, which monitors all our emails. In the past, I've become incredibly overwhelmed with emails, so have my team. What we do is use Help Scout as a filter mechanism and a task allocation mechanism for all incoming requests in the business. It's all visible, it can be allocated to the right person, and then we can get back to the customer. And currently we schedule returning to the customer with a response within 24 hours, and we're currently sitting at 95%. So it's a pretty good result. So Help Scout has certainly helped us organize our emails, and I certainly have experienced the overwhelmingness that comes from so many emails, so Help Scout's helped us a lot in that regard. We use a product called Asana to manage our tasks and our to-do. Again, it's cloud-based. It's a really awesome tool in setting up all of our customers, all of our jobs, and then all of our tasks. It's a great visual tool that helps the team see not only today, but tomorrow, next week, what is coming up for them to do. If they're reoccurring tasks, they can see what's happening. If they're one-offs, they have information and documents that can be stored in the planning phase in the task allocated to them. Really, really powerful. You can look at it in a calendar view. You can sort it. You can reallocate tasks when people are away. So a very, very strong visual tool that helps overcome some of the overwhelmingness of what's my to-do list today? Where am I going? What am I doing? We all seem to write to-do lists. This is a great tool that puts it all in one environment. The other one that we love to use in terms of collaboration is a product called Slack. Now, just before I came on this morning, I wanted to pass some information on to my team about, there was a couple of things. One was about marketing and one was about some process updates. So Slack gives me a collaborative environment where I'm not emailing the team. I'm talking to them in a collaborative environment. I can put files, images, I can chat with them. So that's a much more enjoyable way of communicating, in my view, than simply sending another email to the team and then getting a response from one or some or independently or reply all. So it's certainly helped us collaborate in a much more fun and interesting way. And And then what we've done is we've stopped internal email. So we use Asana, we use Slack, we collaborate, we talk, we share information in those environments, and then we leave the emails and Help Scout to manage incoming and outgoing requests from the client. So that's been really powerful. One final product that we've just added that we're finding good success with is we do a lot of planning. We know what we're going to do on which day. But then what we do is we then ask the team to track how they're going with those tasks. So we use a product called T-Sheets, which tracks time and activity. So we do the plan in Asana, and then we manage how we're going against those tasks in T-Sheets. So what that gives me is a really good opportunity to look at what were the tasks set for the day, the week, the month, and how did we go against those, and were we spending too much time in one area and there needs to be training for the team, or are we over-committing to too much activity, depending on the tasks that were set up. So it's a really interesting check tool that we use to find out what really happened when we went to do the task. So I think overall we've got some really great, interesting tools, and we've mixed it up a little bit. We've tried different products over the years, and there are many in the areas of to-do and collaboration and communicate. But these are the three, and now the additional one, fourth, that we find work well in our business. And I would encourage people to have a look outside just email and you trial and use some of these tools, because there's some very, very great tools that will help productivity in your business.
Certainly some great information there. Thanks for sharing that. Today we're joined by Tim Hoopman, the CEO and founder of Cornerstone, a bookkeeping business that specializes in streamlining the bookkeeping for small to medium-sized businesses through cloud services, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Have you ever considered starting your own business? If the answer is yes, then you're going to need a killer logo, business card, and web design. This is where DesignCrowd.com can help. Here's how it works. Visit DesignCrowd.com and post a request describing the design you need, for example, a logo design. DesignCrowd will then invite its 500,000 designers to respond. Within hours, you'll receive your first design, and over the course of 3 to 10 days, a typical project will receive 60 to 100 plus different designs from designers around the world. You then get to pick the best design and approve payment to the designer. If you do post a project but don't find the design you want, no worries. DesignCrowd has a money-back guarantee. In summary, crowdsourcing design on DesignCrowd will save you money, time, and help you find the best design possible for your budget. Check out designcrowd.com/epodcast for a special VIP offer for Enterprise Radio listeners, or simply enter the discount code EPN when you're posting a project on DesignCrowd. Now, Mr. Hoopman, how do you measure how productive you are?
Okay, well, I mentioned before that we have all our tasks set out for every client, for every job, and every activity. So that sets out the plan. Then we measure that through T-sheets and time tracking. And what we do in terms of productivity is I look at what have we set out to do. So what have we set out to do today, or this week, or this month, and what did we end up doing? And did we do that on the day that it was allocated, or do we have to reassess it? So a key thing for us, for our customers, is we have some key deliverables that we must deliver in full and on time. Good example of that is payroll. If we have to schedule the payroll for a Wednesday, we can't go, oh, this week we're a bit busy, let's do it Friday. That doesn't work. So we need to deliver in full and on time. So planning and organizing is really, really vital. So I go and have a look at our productivity from what we started out to do and when we delivered it. And how we do, one of the key things we do every day, So at the beginning of the week, we set out the tasks for the week and we've categorized them into groups. So it might be payroll or sales invoicing or financial reporting. So we categorize those. The team are all aware of what's to be done. We're all aware of the busy days of the week and the less busy days. So we do that, and then every day we monitor and reassess what's due on that day. And then at the end of the day, for the next day, we assess, okay, how do we go? Are we delivering on time? Are we overdue in some tasks? And if so, what are those tasks? And when everything is visible in Asana, it makes it very easy to look at key tasks that were delivered in full on time and ones that perhaps weren't, and why weren't they, and are they in level of importance, an internal product, internal task rather than an external. So planning and visibility gives us a great opportunity to measure productivity, to become quite granular down to specific tasks for clients and know that we delivered those on time or not. And if we didn't deliver it on time, why didn't we? And one of the key focuses in our business is streamlining. So if the client and Cornerstone are not delivering what's required, maybe we're not getting the information in a timely manner, maybe it's taking longer than we thought, then this is a good opportunity for us to streamline. So we know what we have to do, we know when we have to deliver it, and if we're not, we have an opportunity to assess that specific task. So I think the visibility and the measure around that is quite powerful. What you set out to do, did you do that on time? And how long did it take? And is there then an adjustment, a streamline or training that needs to occur? And the power of technology is there's some amazing features in the products we use. And often we're assessing whether we use those features to the full capacity for not only my team and I, but also for the customer, so that we get to deliver in full, on time, every time.
So in conclusion, Mr. Hoopman, how much time do you believe that you have saved over time thanks to these tools that you've mentioned?
Eric, that's a really good question. I was thinking about that as we were talking today. One of the things, when I look at the business and the team, is they used to spend a lot of time sorting through emails. They were searching for files. They were asking multiple people, often sometimes the same question. They were chasing information. They were waiting on other people. I certainly have found by having access to information online whenever you need it, using the tools that I've talked about earlier that help collaborate, help sort, help manage, I think that there's probably about somewhere in the vicinity of 25 to somewhere around 40% in time saving. Now, that's that can be considered a small number. It can be considered quite a large number. I would consider that we grew to that over time. It didn't happen straight away. You certainly don't implement these systems and processes and tools and expect immediate response or in terms of better productivity or saving. But certainly over time, we have grown our time saving. I think also the other aspect for me is it helps reduce levels of stress when people can find the information they need when they're being asked a question. So I think that there is definitely some really positive time saving. But then there's also a real saving for the team in terms of stress and how they're feeling during the day. So there's some win-wins on a couple of areas. And so I wasn't really concerned about setting some targets on time saving, but what I was looking for is a real change in the feeling of the team. And I certainly know, I was looking at it earlier this week, it gives me great visibility and I can easily check in with the team and ask them how they're going when I see situations in terms of communication with our customers and the tools that we use. So I think it's really, really good. But again, it's a journey. As I say with all of my comments, it's a journey that you go on, and it takes a lot of work, takes a lot of effort. People don't just change straight away. Customers don't either. You have to sell the why to the team, and you've got to sell the why to the customer, and you've got to be really clear about what's in it for everybody. And sometimes those things will be the same for the customer and for our internal team, and sometimes they will be slightly different. But if you take that approach, I think you'll end up with a really good outcome.
Anytime I hear about production and saving time and tools that are in place to help us accomplish our task, I get really excited about it. Mr. Hoopman, always good to have you with us, and thanks for all this valuable information and the focus in on productivity in the cloud today. Tell our listeners, if you would, where they can get more information about Cornerstone and how one could be in touch as well.
There's a couple of key ways. One, you can go to our website, www.cornerstone-group.com.au. You can follow me on Twitter at Tim Hoopman, and that's H-O-O-P-M-A-N-N. So there's probably two ways that you can connect with myself or with my team.
As always, Mr. Hoopman, it is our pleasure to have had you. Thanks for your time and for what you're doing in the space, and look forward to our next conversation right here on Enterprise Radio. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, Eric. As always, a pleasure to chat with you. Thank you.
And you're more than welcome. The pleasure is certainly ours each and every time. We've been speaking with Mr. Tim Hoopman, the CEO and founder of Cornerstone, a bookkeeping business that specializes in streamlining the bookkeeping for small to medium-sized businesses through cloud services. And for more information on Cornerstone, visit cornerstone-group.com.au. And for more information on Mr. Tim Hoopman, visit timhoopman.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
We'd like to thank today's sponsor, DesignCrowd.com. Whether you're a startup or an accountant, a blogger, or a photographer, DesignCrowd.com, with over 500,000 designers from around the world and money-back guarantee, is the best way to outsource or crowdsource design. If you're thinking about starting a business, a website, or an app, start today and take the first step by crowdsourcing your logo design, business card design, or website design from DesignCrowd. Visit designcrowd.com/epodcast and get a special VIP custom design offer.